Two mid-range beasts go head-to-head. I've got the Pixel 4a and the OnePlus Nord in a face-off next. Hands-on Tech is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Using the same password everywhere is a security nightmare waiting to happen. LastPass easily creates unique passwords for every site. Visit lastpass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands-on Tech is brought to you by Hover. Visit hover.com/twit to get 10% off your first purchase of any domain extension for the entire first year. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hands-on Tech. I'm Jason Howell. So, if you've been following the smartphone world last couple of years, you know that right now, especially, the budget category is on fire. Mid-rangers, specifically, are just really impressive to me right now. We're getting so much for our money in that like $300 to $500 price range right now, at a time where there are phones coming out that are more than $1,000, some upwards of $1,500 or even $2,000. And then you've got this category of devices in the mid-range that are just humming along, $300 to $500, and they actually do pretty much everything you really need them to do. I've reviewed a few solid mid-rangers in the past couple of months, the Google Pixel 4 4a and the OnePlus Nord, to be exact, and both left me incredibly impressed with what you get specifically for not a lot of money, right? From design to features to software support, they really cover the bases of what you need out of a smartphone, and for not much. So I thought I'd spend a little bit of time pitting them against each other to see strong suits, weaknesses, how they compare. So one thing up front, the Pixel 4a is available in the US, while the OnePlus Nord is not. So the 4a in the US is $350. If you want to find the OnePlus Nord, you're going to be paying 399 euros to start, which, if I did a price conversion, comes out to around 460 US dollars, roughly. But that's not how prices are usually chosen for these devices. So it's really a guess as to how these compare from a price perspective. If I had to guess what the OnePlus Nord would cost here in the US if it was released, I would guess somewhere in the $400 to $450 price range. But who knows? We'll find out hopefully someday if OnePlus ever decides to bring something in the Nord family to the US. But with that out of the way, let's jump right in. We'll start with design. And both devices have a great design for the price, but they do come from very different directions. Let's start with the OnePlus Nord. Its front and back glass design definitely punches well above its weight. It has a really nice blue tone on the back. It's just gorgeous in person. The chassis is aluminum, which again kind of makes this feel more solid and more premium than the price reflects. It really just looks all around and feels more expensive than it actually is. You got the rear camera module, which is a tall drink of water, with four different lenses. Talk about options. And really, the Nord itself is a tall drink of water, especially when you compare it to the 4a. The Pixel 4a takes a much different approach. It's visually, yes, still a Pixel. It has the Pixel design language, no question, but it's unibody polycarbonate design, which is to say that the Pixel 4a is probably more likely to take a fall than the Nord and not shatter when it hits the ground if it lands on the back. Only one color option here, and that is black, so I hope you like that. The camera housing is a squircle on the back with a single lens in there, as well as a flash inside. And down below that is a fingerprint sensor, which I honestly love to have. Whereas the Nord looks like a phone that wants you to think it's more expensive than it actually is, the Pixel 4a kind of knows where it stands, and it's proud to be just a bit bland and boring in the process. All right, let's take a look at the displays. The Pixel 4a display is a 5.8-inch OLED display, 1080p. It's as sharp and as solid as it really needs to be. It's got nice contrast, nice colors. I was actually pretty wowed by the display on this one. Single hole punch in the front, so it doesn't really get in the way of the content up in the top. But it's locked in at 60 hertz, which is fine, because, you know, phones have been doing that for literally years now, but it's not quite as powerful as what you get in the OnePlus Nord. The OnePlus Nord has a 6.44 inch 1080p display. It has a 90 hertz refresh rate, which is just awesome to have in this price category and hard to ignore. Once you experience 90 hertz and above, it is really hard to go back. It's just so smooth. The device feels so smooth in operation. The hole punch here is more like a longer pill punch of sorts. It's got two cameras hidden in that front area, and it definitely feels a little bit more intrusive when you're talking about your notifications up top. The Nord's fingerprint sensor also is in the display, and yes, it works fine. I think this is a point of preference. Me, I prefer the hardware approach. The in-display fingerprint sensor works. It's just not my cup of tea. All right, as for performance, the OnePlus Nord is packing some heat. It has the Snapdragon 765G, which, by the way, is expected to be the Pixel 5's chip here in any time now, if that says something about performance. It ships with between 6 to 12 gigs of RAM, so ample RAM options. And I felt super comfortable with how the Nord performed with nearly everything I threw at it, including most games that I used to test these things. The Nord really opened my eyes to the benefit of a solid mid-range system on a chip, and that's really where we're at right now. By comparison, the Pixel 4a sports the Snapdragon 730G with 6 gigs of RAM, definitely a step down on paper. But my day-to-day use of the Pixel 4a showed me that nearly everything I truly need a phone to do, the 4a did well. And remember, especially for the price of $350. So it's great balance performance-wise. Both the Nord and the 4a together make me extremely optimistic about what we're getting, the power potential of today's mid-rangers. Now let's look at the camera, and well, we got to be honest. The Pixel 4a is the one and only. The Pixel camera is truly just a delight to shoot with. It's you know exactly what you're going to get when you point at something, you take a picture with the Pixel camera. And this phone is known to be the mid-range device to get if photos are truly important to you. It's the same 12.2 megapixel rear shooter that you're going to find on the flagship Pixel series. There's not a whole lot more I can say here, except that if pictures and the camera on a device is the most important thing to you, then you're getting the 4a and full stop. The Nord, by comparison, is respectable, I would say. It doesn't quite stand up to the 4a. It wasn't that the 48 megapixel main camera was bad. It just isn't as resilient. It isn't as foolproof, let's say. But the Nord does at least give you options, right? You have that 48 pixel main. You also have an 8 megapixel wide and a not very good 2 megapixel macro lens, but there's that, along with, yes, the 5 megapixel depth camera. The fact that you get four cameras like this on a mid-ranger is pretty awesome. And when looked at through the lens of a mid-ranger, to have all those options, there's some value there. So there is definitely something to be said for the Nord approach. This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by Hover. If you're live streaming, you need a domain that gives you authenticity. Connect to your viewers with the right URL. Hover now offers .live. .live gives your website the edge it needs to build excitement and makes it easier to find. You need a platform that draws the attention it deserves with the power .live brings. Big name live streamers are already using .live, so why aren't you? Visit hover.com/twit to get 10% off your first purchase of any domain extension for the entire first year. That's hover.com/twit for 10% off your domain extension for a full year. As far as software and support, both devices employ a stock adjacent approach with the software. The Nord is on Android 10, at least at the time of this recording, with its Oxygen OS. And it's relatively stock-ish with meaningful software tweaks for aspiring power users and tinkerers. OnePlus has announced that the next version of Oxygen OS based on Android 11 is going to veer more into the stylized skin territory. You know, the territory that Samsung loves to be in, a lot of other OEMs love to be in. But OnePlus is great when it comes to long-term support. They support their devices, and this one, 2 years of updates, 3 years of security updates. Not bad at all. That's actually the same support that Google offers for Pixel 4a users as well. Only Pixel phones are almost assured to get major revisions of Android on the day that those versions are released. In fact, Android 11 just came out. Pixel 4a got it on day one. Not bad. So you aren't waiting for it, and you don't have to install a beta in order to get it, which is what you have to do on OnePlus right now if you want to get it day one. I'm also happen to be a big fan of the Pixel Launcher, which is found on all Pixel devices. Again, it's stock-ish, but it adds some really great improvements and special features that you only get on Pixel phones. So in comparing these devices side by side, I have to say that I've really realized that these two phones are really targeting two different kinds of people, right? The OnePlus Nord is really targeting that person that wants to save money, but wants to feel like they have a premium style smartphone that has extra hardware and extra software features. The Nord just feels more expensive than it actually is, and that's saying something. The Pixel 4a, on the other hand, is for the person who isn't at all that entranced by specs, let's say. They want a phone that operates well and can hold up to the task of daily use, but they don't need a device that looks amazing. It's not a looker of a device. Maybe they want something that just sings at the essentials. It also happens to be for the person who says that the camera and pictures are their most important thing that they look for in a smartphone. So overall, you really can't go wrong if you can find them. And that circles back to the point from earlier, right? If you're here in the US, you can find the Pixel 4a no problem. The OnePlus Nord is going to be a bit of a challenge. OnePlus has hinted that they plan to bring other Nord-related devices to the US at some point. Let's hope they do that with a device similar to the OnePlus Nord, because it really is something special for the price. I'm Jason Howell. Thank you so much for watching this comparison of the OnePlus Nord and the Pixel 4a. You can watch me talking all about Android hardware all over Twit, including all about Android and Hands on Android. Thanks for watching.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.